This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Mass protests in the streets of Russia, and Russian police have arrested more than 3,000 people as supporters of the jailed Kremlin opposition leader Alexei Navalny demand his release from jail. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
Russian authorities had mounted a massive effort to suppress demonstrations after tens of thousands rallied across the country last weekend. Yet despite threats of jail, online warnings and tight police cordons, the protests again engulfed many cities. Anti-corruption investigator Navalny is Putin's best-known critic. He was arrested earlier this month after returning from Germany, where he spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Russian authorities have denied this. The United States has urged Russia to release Navalny and criticize the crackdown on protests. I'm Sarah Bassett.
A World Health Organization-led team of experts investigating the origins of the COVID-19 virus visited the wet market at the center of the pandemic on Sunday. The now-shuttered wholesale seafood center in the Chinese city of Wuhan is where the new coronavirus was initially detected. The team arrived at the market amid heavy security, with additional barricades set up outside a high blue fence surrounding the market, and stayed about 1 hour. The experts did not take questions from journalists. Since being released from two-week quarantine on Thursday, the team has visited hospitals and markets. Reuters reports a big blast was heard in Somalia's capital in Mogadishu on Sunday, followed by gunfire. It was unclear what happened, but the militant group Al-Shabaab frequently carries out bombings in its war on Somalia's central government. This is VOA News. A car bomb exploded in northern Aleppo, leaving at least 5 people dead and more than 25 injured, according to Syria's Al-Watan newspaper on Sunday. State news agency Sana'a reported the bombing in the city of Azaz, but did not say how many people had been killed or injured. Turkey, which is allied with some rebel groups opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, is in control of the area where the explosion happened. A separate suicide car bombing at a checkpoint manned by the Turkish-backed Free Syrian Army in the Bazaa area, also in northern Aleppo, killed 6 FSA members and injured 4, according to FSA sources. An Israeli official said Sunday the nation could begin overcoming the COVID-19 crisis after fully vaccinating a third of its population. Launching what has become the world's fastest vaccine rollout on December 19th, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu set protecting Israel's most vulnerable citizens as the benchmark for a possible reopening of the economy in February. But a projected mid-January turnaround in curbing the spread of the illness did not happen. Despite a third national lockdown, cases and deaths have surged among the part of the population that has not yet been vaccinated. Officials blame this on highly contagious foreign variants of the coronavirus. Italian politician Matteo Renzi said he'd like to see former European Central Bank chief Mario Draghi become prime minister. Reuters reports a party source spoke about Renzi, who triggered Italy's political crisis this month by pulling his Italia Viva party out of the ruling coalition. The former coalition allies are holding talks to try and overcome their differences and revive their government. The government formally collapsed last week when Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte resigned. Renzi has repeatedly criticized Conte's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and subsequent economic crisis. Thousands of people from Hong Kong are fleeing their hometown since Beijing imposed a draconian national security law on the territory last summer. Many say China's encroachment on their way of life and civil liberties has become unbearable, and they want to seek a better future for their children abroad. An exodus has begun to Britain, with many taking advantage of a new immigration pathway that would allow up to 5 million eligible Hong Kongers to live, work, and eventually settle in the UK. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.